This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Our next story, rather strangely, is about aliens.
E.T. phone home.
Does this mean they're coming?
Radio signals from deep space and a controversial interview by Harvard astrophysicists have people wondering once again whether or not we're alone in the universe.
So first up, a new investigation published in Nature looked into fast radio bursts, an astronomical mystery that some have argued might be artificial in origin. We detected the first of these in 2007, but new technology has allowed us to detect many more and confirm that some repeat themselves. Perhaps some are just ET phoning home. We don't know. The origin of these repeating signals is unknown, leading some scientists to speculate it could be aliens.
A few days later, Harvard professor and chair of the Harvard Astronomy Department, A.V. Loeb, argued in a new interview that the interstellar objects Oumuamua, which passed through our solar system in 2017 to 2018, might be a solar sail made by some ancient civilization. Here's the professor making the case for it.
We might be seeing a flash of light that is associated with light sail propulsion, with the kind of signal you expect when a beam of light is crossing your line of sight. And if there is another civilization using laser propulsion or radio wave propulsion, then it focuses it to a very narrow beam, pushing on the sail, but there is some leakage of the light around the sail. And when that leakage, when that light crosses our view, it appears as a flash of light. The reason it moves across the sky is because the source is moving, we are moving, and so we see it only for an instant of time. And so we found out that potentially if there is a civilization that is harnessing all the radiation from its host star in the habitable zone of a sun-like star, it could potentially produce, and it's using all of this energy that is impacting, intercepting the surface of the planet. It's using it for propulsion by producing a radio beam that is pushing on a sail, then even at cosmological distances, that could be detectable as a fast radio burst.
So every time we discover unexplained phenomena in deep space, people wonder, is this finally a sign of aliens? There are strong reasons to conclude those phenomena are natural in origin, but some scientists, Loeb chief among them, insist that we're too quick to dismiss the possibility of aliens.
So much of the disagreement appears rooted in different priors about how common life is in a universe. Scientists who think that space ought to be teeming with alien life will find aliens to be the likeliest explanation for a wide variety of astronomical phenomena. Scientists who believe we're probably alone out there will interpret the same data differently.
But the debate, after all, is more than just pointless fun speculation. I mean, some inferences we can make from the search for aliens have profound implications for our own world. I mean, in particular, some people worry about whether civilizations like ours inevitably wipe themselves out and wonder if looking out at the universe can give us a sign of what might lie ahead for us. And I'm going to ask a question now that I never thought I would get to ask on live radio. Do you believe in aliens? We would love to hear from you. Tell us what your thoughts are. Text or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio and keep your thoughts coming about whether or not you clean up after yourself when you eat at fast food restaurants. Talk to us about the statewide smoking ban. Talk to us about whether you prefer longer or shorter songs. Anything goes here. Ajip says, there is one restaurant in Bangsa South that uses the tagline, help us to cut down on our costs by putting your dishes into designated containers after eating. I wonder if that works, if people say, help us cut down on costs. But I suppose the idea here is that it'll be translated to my costs as well.
Yeah, I think so. And maybe there is something to that point earlier, all the other messages that said that, well, if I clean up, that might affect the jobs of these cleaners.
Yes, there is. Yes, I agree with that. But I think that that is still not an excuse to make an absolute mess with the idea that I'm out, therefore I can do whatever I want. You can keep those thoughts coming. Again, that number to WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Right now, we've got some music coming your way. Dusty Springfield with Spooky, BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
This is the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we're closing off this part of our show today, actually, by continuing our conversation about aliens, because it's just been kind of a really interesting open conversation that we've been having with you guys, and keep those thoughts coming. I mean, let us know whether you do or don't believe that we are. Do you believe in life out there? Do you believe in aliens? We want to hear from you. Let us know. 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got this WhatsApp here that says, let's see if the plant on the moon that was planted by China gets watered by aliens. Hey, so bad news there. It died.
It was so sad when we saw the story. It had so much promise at first. They said, well, the plants are already growing. But then today, I think the update was that, yeah, they didn't make it.
Yeah, they didn't make it. So the moon has gone back. I mean, if the aliens do water it, still, I don't think it's going to work out. And then this story here from Janie saying, a few years ago, I met an East Malaysian couple who shared that a huge spacecraft zoomed right up to their condo balcony, which overlooks the vast airport tarmac. If my shallow grasp of their Mandarin is correct, light orbs floated out and communicated with the husband via telepathy, of course. No fasé English, no problemo. He said the next day when he communicated with them while driving, even his staff who were with him saw the same UFO. I buy their story, and as well as so many others.
I haven't personally heard of any UFO related stories. More, well, with the paranormal, yes, ghost stories, but UFO ones have been hard to come by.
The personal ones, right? The personal perspective. So it's interesting to hear one from Janie. Chris Ng says, are we the aliens? If we were made for Earth, our bodies would be adapted to the sun's UV rays. Why do we need sunglasses and sunscreen? Chris, it's quite simple. We're just not the most well-adapted animal on Earth. I think that's really what it comes down to. We're not very well protected, which is why as we do this show right now, we're in an air-conditioned building, all human-made. I think that's really it. Not so much that we're aliens unused to the sun. But we also wanted to hear from people on the street to understand what their perspectives were on aliens' existence or lack thereof. So our interns did just that.
Do you believe in aliens?
Actually, I do believe in aliens. Frankly, because we can't just be the only living creatures here, you know? The universe is so big, it's infinite. So having infinite universe, we're not excluded out of the equation, meaning we're not the only thing that comes out of this universe. Hence why there must be aliens.
I do. I do believe that, you know, we are not alone, that there are other beings out there. For all you know, instead of us saying that, you know, they've yet to be discovered, it's more like maybe they're watching us.
Yes, I do believe in aliens because I feel like aliens abducted my missing cat.
I don't believe in alien because I never see any living proof of the existence of aliens. So that makes, you know, my mental model of there's no alien.
Have movies or TV shows about aliens influenced your beliefs in any way?
Yes, I'm deeply influenced by E.T.
I don't think so, because I think movies and TV tend to give a really exaggerated opinion of what aliens are.
It's quite easy to say that growing up, you know, looking at a lot of these genres of films and sci-fi movies and all, does help to influence that, your idea and your perception of that, you know, aliens do exist. If you look to science, things like NASA and all that, there are a lot of proven facts that they found living organisms, you know, nearby planets and stuff. So yeah, that is a possibility as well.
I think so, because I watched some movies about aliens, but I don't think it is ridiculously to be on this planet, so like that.
In a way, movies and TV shows are manifestations of our beliefs and thoughts. So it coincides with science and what we know. I guess I would say yes. Yes, definitely. Okay. But not like the ones on Aliens or Aliens versus Predators where they fight like crazy. Probably not something like that, but yeah.
If aliens do exist, do you want us to make contact? What would you say?
Where's Tupac? Yes, I would, yes. And use your technology, for sure.
Yes and no. I mean, you have to also see that, yes, it can go badly for us, you know. Or it could also be a good thing, you know. I would probably compare notes. See, you know, if we are the more dominant species or not.
No. 100% no. I feel like TV and movies have shaped my belief on whether I feel we should make contact with aliens, because every alien movie ends in world destruction.
I don't think so, because I don't see any purpose for me to contact with the alien.
I mean, it's always good to make contact with new things, like, you know, discover the universe, as we say. But then, I don't know, I just think human beings are just too rash and not smart enough. Because, no offense, because, okay, imagine an alien race that could travel through time and space to actually come to our solar system whereby we could not even... I mean, like, when was the last time human beings went to the moon? You know? Like, literal human beings, not the China space probe and whatnot. So, I don't think we're smart enough to actually understand them yet. Probably in the future. Maybe. I hope so.
What do you think an alien looks like?
I think it would look like Alienware, the one, the laptop brand. So I think it would be look like that one, like always portrayed in the movies, like that.
Like the emoji, the grey, the iPhone emoji.
If you follow according to the movies, then, you know, of course, they come in all shapes and sizes. I'd like to believe that they are not too different from us. You know, that they look quite similar to mankind and the human race.
I actually think aliens look like us and operate kind of like on a parallel universe type of thing, where it's like they live pretty similarly to us, but like light years away. So like another dimension, kind of, but not dimension, but like planet, yes.
I wouldn't be weirded out if the aliens look exactly like us, because in our universe we're made out of the carbon and... Basically, we are made out of things that meet the universe, and we can look similar to whatever that's going to be made out there, and also it can be as far off as just a blob or just, you know, any form of shape it could take. Like I said, it's infinite, so anything can happen.
And those are just some thoughts coming through from the people of Tamantun about whether or not we believe in aliens. You can, of course, also tell us that number to text or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, because after this, there's going to be football after the 8 o'clock news. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.